Tales from Shakespeare by Charles and Mary Lamb.
Told by Martin Jarvis and Rosalind Ayres.
Macbeth. When Duncan the Meek reigned king of Scotland, there lived a great thane or lord called Macbeth. This Macbeth was a near kinsman to the king, and in great esteem at court for his valour and conduct in the wars, an example of which he'd lately given in defeating a rebel army assisted by the troops of Norway in terrible numbers. The two Scottish generals, Macbeth and Banquo, returning victorious from this great battle, their way lay over a blasted heath, where they were stopped by the strange appearance of three figures, like women, except that they had beards, and their withered skins and wild attire made them look not like any earthly creatures. Macbeth first addressed them, when they, seemingly offended, laid each one her choppy finger upon her skinny lips in token of silence. And the first of them saluted Macbeth with the title of Thane of Glamis. The general was not a little startled to find himself known by such creatures, but how much more when the second of them followed up that salute by giving him the title of Thane of Cawdor, to which honour he had no pretensions. And again the third bid him, All hail, King that shalt be hereafter. Such a prophetic greeting might well amaze him, who knew that while the king's sons lived, he couldn't hope to succeed to the throne. Then, turning to Banquo, they pronounced him, in a sort of riddling terms, to be lesser than Macbeth and greater, not so happy, but much happier, and prophesied that though he should never reign,